And I think what helped us was the prayers and the songs. And I found that people who had something to believe in, a future that maybe another country will exist or to meet up with their family, or the prayers that they learned in school helped them survive more than people who didn't believe in anything. So it worked both ways. I was very religious, and I refused to eat when I first got to Auschwitz. I wouldn't touch the food because it wasn't kosher. So my sister didn't know what to do because it looked like I was killing myself. So she tried to talk me into eating it and didn't work. And then she found one of the aunts that was also in Auschwitz for a short time, that she was disappeared after a while. But she found this aunt, and she told me that, you know, it's a bigger sin to commit suicide than to eat non-kosher food. So she took the food and pushed it into my mouth. I didn't lose my faith. I feel that that helped me survive. I feel that I have to believe in something in order to have sanity, in order to be able to exist and keep my mind and be able to live with what I went through.